I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The UN Refugee Agency has called on lawmakers here in Britain to reconsider draft laws that would detain and deport people arriving by boat to claim asylum. It said the bill would undermine Britain's humanitarian tradition. Matt Saltmarsh is the spokesman for the agency.
It violates both the letter and the spirit of the Convention on Refugees. It violates the letter because there is within the Convention no prohibition or penalisation of asylum seekers on account of their irregular arrival, which in this case would mean people arriving by boat. The spirit of that document is very much around trying to create so-called safe and legal routes whereby asylum seekers don't have to take perilous journeys.
The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak insisted the legislation was the only way to deter people making the journey by sea. The president of Georgia, Salome Zurabishvili, says she supports people protesting in the capital against new legislation they fear marks an authoritarian shift. She was speaking in a video address from the United States, where she's on an official visit. Riot police have begun to clear demonstrators from the main street outside Parliament, but the standoff appears to be continuing further down the road. The White House says it supports a bipartisan bill in Congress that will give President Biden new powers to ban the Chinese-owned app TikTok and other foreign technologies that could pose security threats. Our North America technology correspondent James Clayton reports.
TikTok has experienced this all before. In 2020, the company came close to being banned in the US by President Trump. But if they thought that Joe Biden's presidency would be more amenable towards the company, they thought wrong. TikTok has been able to do the seemingly impossible in times of political polarization in the US, unite both the Democrats and the Republicans. The cross-party bill will give the US government powers to ban TikTok and other technologies they believe pose national security risks.
Five women have sued the American state of Texas, saying they were denied abortions even though their lives were in danger. The lawsuit follows a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year that removed constitutional protection for abortion rights. The women want the state to clarify that doctors can provide abortions in cases where continuing the pregnancy is unsafe. One of them, Lauren Miller, spoke outside the courthouse in Austin.
Politicians in Texas are prohibiting health care that they don't understand. They could do something, but they're not, and it's killing us. How is it that I can get an abortion for a dog, but not for me?
Texas, like most states with abortion bans, allows exceptions for medical emergencies, but pro-choice groups say doctors are afraid to provide terminations for fear of prosecution. World News from the BBC. President Zelensky's adviser Mykhailo Podolyak has said Ukraine was absolutely not involved in last year's sabotage attack that severed Nord Stream gas pipelines in the Baltic. A report in the New York Times has suggested a pro-Ukrainian group was responsible. Separately, German media is reporting that investigators there believe they've identified the boat used to plant the explosives. They allege it was owned by Ukrainians. Cyclone Freddy is expected to make landfall again in Mozambique later this week after it struck Madagascar for a second time on Monday, bringing strong winds and torrential rain. Madagascar's government says 8 people were killed and more than 1,000 homes were destroyed. Anne Soy reports.
Tropical Cyclone Freddy's longevity and strength have drawn the interest of weather experts globally. It developed off the North Australian coast in early February and then travelled thousands of miles across the southern Indian Ocean, affecting Mauritius and La Réunion before making landfalls in Madagascar 2 weeks later and then Mozambique. Experts say that's a very rare path for such a storm to take. Mozambique is now bracing for a second landfall, whilst still reeling from the rains and floods brought by the cyclone.
Israeli forces have killed at least 6 Palestinians in a raid on Jenin in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military says one of the dead is a militant suspected of killing 2 Jewish settlers in Huwara last week. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said an abominable terrorist had been eliminated. The killing of the Israelis last week prompted violent reprisals by Jewish settlers. The European Union has imposed sanctions on 2 ministers of the Afghan Taliban government for their role in human rights violations and gender-based violence. The EU said the Taliban ministers were behind decrees banning women from higher education and imposing gender segregation in public places. BBC News.